Bring on ESPN college basketball analyst Matt Doherty. Matt, good afternoon. Thanks
good afternoon.
For joining us.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
Doing
How
well.
About yourself?
Doing fine. Yep.
Well, let's see. Three college basketball games left to play. The Final Four is upon us. And how was your bracket?
My bracket, it's like everybody else. I don't think anybody had Wichita State in the Final Four. I had in my bracket Ohio State, Louisville, Miami, and Kansas. So close but no cigar. And I had Miami beating Louisville in the championship. So Louisville obviously is still a strong pick and a favorite to win it all.
Yeah, I'm with you as far as Louisville kind of they're the only team that can mess them up. You know, if they go out there and kind of don't play their game. But if they play their A game, I think they win the next two games. But I'm with you. I had Kansas actually making it in there. And watching that Kansas-Michigan game, what happened for Michigan to kind of make that push? It seemed like, was it Elijah Johnson turned the ball over three or four times? Did they start playing scared or nervous or trying to just run the clock off? What did they really do wrong to let Michigan get back in and kind of steal that game?
Well, all year long, Elijah Johnson has sacrificed for the team by moving to the point guard position, not a natural spot for him. So as a result, he'll get some timely turnovers that will put Kansas in a bad spot. And I think that happened, and they had some empty possessions at the end and gave a small window for Michigan to put their foot in. And Trey Burke came up huge with that three-pointer. With, I think, 4 seconds to go to put it into overtime.
Matt, before we talk about the Final Four coming up and everything, I want to get your thoughts back to Sunday and the gruesome injury that Kevin Ware suffered. But the way that the team reacted, the way that Rick Pitino reacted, talk about that, if you will, from a coach's perspective, about how they were able to overcome something so gruesome that they saw there on the court.
Well, I don't think anybody's ever seen anything like that on a basketball court. And Louisville was playing very well up to that point, and obviously they went into a little shock mode. It probably, in Coach Pitino's mind, he couldn't get to halftime fast enough to be able to sit in a closed locker room and discuss the emotions of that situation with the team. And I think to their benefit, The halftimes in the NCAA tournament, or at least in that part of the tournament, is 5 extra minutes longer. So instead of 15 minutes, you had 20 minutes. And I think that was probably a critical time for Coach Pitino to address Kevin Ware's injury and the impact on the team and how to manage it going forward. And the team came out and obviously played terrific basketball in the second half.
And also, Matt, before we get to the Final Four, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Rutgers situation up there. And you've been a head coach. My father was a head coach, not at your level, but the high school level for 20-something years. And I've never seen anything like that in all the years that I played sports. Was fortunate enough to play, college and professional athletics. I've never seen anything like that where a head coach is putting his hands on another player and throwing basketballs at another player's head. I don't know if you have a relationship with Coach Rice or what you know about that situation, but just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't know Mike real well. We were casual, hellos in passing. But he came in with a reputation as a fiery coach. That is not acceptable. He knows that. Now, I mean, more than ever, and he probably knew it at the time. But it cost him his job, and now it cost the AD his job. It's not acceptable. You cannot put your hands on a player. You can't throw basketballs at players' heads. You can't kick them. You can't do those things. And if it's one practice or five practices, that is not acceptable. And it's obvious to everyone who's witnessed that video. And I've seen it a couple times, and I cringe at the sight of it.
Matt Doherty joins us here on Overtime. Glad to have him with us. Matt, Wichita State, a lot of people didn't have them there. Obviously, you said your bracket, you had Ohio State. I had Ohio State winning the whole thing. So
right.
obviously, when Wichita State shows up, I'm thinking, okay, Ohio State's going to take care of them. Well, they didn't.
Right.
But now they have to play Louisville on the biggest stage in the Georgia Dome, Atlanta, Georgia. Talk about that matchup first, since it's the first game tomorrow night.
Well, I think that Wichita State's not going to be afraid. They have been in if they're afraid, it would have shown up by now. And I think that they have faced a team that presses like Louisville. They beat VCU at VCU. I think it was the third game of the season. VCU creates more turnovers than anybody in the country at 20. Louisville, I think, is number two at 19. So they'll deal with the pressure okay, I think. But the difference is Gorgui Jang. VCU didn't have Gorgui Jang. When you beat the pressure and you go to the rim to score, now you're dealing with one of the best shot blockers in the country, and that is going to pose a big problem for Wichita State, in my opinion.
Do you also think the fact that Louisville is making back-to-back trips to the Final Four could help them as well?
I think it definitely helps them. I think it settles them down. They know what to expect. I think they're determined to go back and win a championship. My freshman year, we went to the Final Four in 1981, lost in the championship game to Indiana, and then the next year we went back and won it, and we weren't fazed by anything. We've been through it before. We knew what to experience, and I think that is definitely going to help the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah, I think you're right with the experience that Louisville has. What do you think, though, if Wichita State is going to win this game, what's the main thing they're going to have to do? You said dealing with the pressure, but is there something else that they're really going to have to do as far as, like, is it out-rebounding by a lot? What do you think they really need to do to win that game?
Well, when they break the first line of pressure, they're going to have to take good shots, and it might not mean going to the basket. It might just mean a 15-foot pull-up. And then I think something that they can do to try to help them is to get Peyton Siva and or Russ Smith in foul trouble. Those guys are foul prone. The way Louisville plays, they gamble a lot. And now they don't have Kevin Ware as the first guard off the bench. So if they can get to their bench, I think it'll be a big benefit for Wichita State.
Matt, let's look at Michigan. Trey Burke, the AP Player of the Year, the Oscar Robertson Award, I believe, as well. Just all the accolades with him going up against the Syracuse team that likes to play that 2-3 zone defense.
Well, I think that's going to be a problem for Michigan. John Beilein is, I think, 0-9 against Jim Boeheim. If you remember, John Beilein was at West Virginia in the Big East. So I think on top of that, you have a small point guard in Trey Burke, and Syracuse has, really done a good job on small point guards. If you look back to the Indiana guards, they struggled against the Syracuse 2-3 zone. So in my opinion, Burke is going to have to really be a facilitator, not try to do too much scoring, try to set the table for their wings. I think the wings and Hardaway and Robinson, Stauskas, those guys will be the key players to try to take advantage of the zone, which is a big, big challenge.
Matt, also, you touched on it a little bit earlier, the trip by North Carolina in 81 and 82. Winning the title in 82, the NCAA released their all-time 75th players, teams, and moment from the NCAA tournament. And they're right there, Michael Jordan of North Carolina, who hit the game-winning shot in 1982 against Georgetown. Take us back. What do you remember about that?
Well, I just remember that it was a very close game throughout. There was no clear-cut team in control. And then it came down to the last possession, 30 seconds to go, and we moved it around, and Georgetown went zone. And, Michael Jordan caught the ball, a freshman, 63,000 people in the stands, first time the Final Four was in a domed arena, and he caught it and shot it like he was all by himself in the gym. And the thing that amazes me to this day is he didn't have to shoot it. He was open, but he wasn't that open. He could easily have taken made a shot fake and passed it and let somebody else shoot it. But he wanted that. He felt it. And, went right through the heart of the rim.
And that's awesome getting to play with Michael Jordan. And when I grew up, that was kind of my first player I remember, childhood kind of idol when you watching him play. Did you know, did you have that sense that this guy's going to work and be the best NBA player ever? You know, to a lot of people, he's the best player.
I think he's the best player ever, but I don't think at that point you could say that with the right mind, because that would have been so disrespectful to all the great players before Michael.
Right.
You know, and to, you know, see how his game translated into the NBA, you know, you had to wait and see. And it wasn't until after, obviously, he was in the league a year or two that you realized he had a chance to be special.
And he did work at his game. What would you tell, watching the McDonald's All-American game, I don't know if you got to watch that, but what would you tell young players that are in high school that are, you know, getting recruited by a major college? What are a couple of things they really have to do to make sure they can make that level, that jump, as far as their work ethic?
Well, I put this on my Twitter account as I watched that game, and it was a terrible game. They always are. No one plays any defense. And just because you get 24 points in a game, you know, kids think that they'll be lottery picks. And,
right.
You know, I put down that John Stockton, Karl Malone, Scottie Pippen were not McDonald All-Americans. And there are a lot of McDonald All-Americans who did not play in the NBA. So that does not guarantee success.
Right.
Those kids have to work at their skills to become better, to put themselves in position to, one, be good college players. And then once they become a good college player, let's see if they can take it to the next level. All right.
Last year, Matt, we had Kentucky win the national title. This year, only two players, it appears, are leaving: Nerlens Noel and Archie Goodwin. A lot are coming back. But as watching that McDonald's All-American game, there were six players in that game. They're going to be Kentucky Wildcats next year.
And seven are going to
and
Kentucky.
Going to Kentucky. Talk about what John Calipari has been able to do there in Kentucky.
Well, this, if you don't mind, I've got to run. This will be my last answer.
Sure.
I think that what he's done is remarkable. And he's got a great product. He's a terrific salesman. And they've, you know, you go to Kentucky, you have a chance to win a national championship. But there's no guarantees. Just because you go there, you got to be careful. I tell kids, you know, kids want exposure. I say, well, you better be careful, because you just might get exposed. And I think that some of those freshmen got exposed this year and realized, you know what, it's not that easy. And, oh, by the way, I'm not that good. So, you know, be careful what you wish for, because, you know, everyone's watching. And it's not for everybody. But he's got a great recruiting class, you know, coming in. I love some of those players, especially Julius Randle and the Harrison twins. And, you know, they'll be in the hunt next year for a championship for sure.
Matt, thanks so much for your time. Real quick, who plays on Monday and who wins the national title?
Syracuse beats Louisville in a tight game.
Oh, you heard it here first. All right, thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you, guys.